Yes, Mike. I believe that it's the fact that so many people have fallen for these lies. Maybe 9 out of 10. I'm not sure, but maybe less. I think it has a lot to do with what you told us about. That this is also, and to a very large extent, a psychological operation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. And I don't understand that. I mean, my wife, who's not a scientist, has repeatedly observed that she also doesn't understand how it is that people believe the narrative, as we would call it, because I don't think you need to be very clever to work out that it doesn't hold together. But I've seen, very good documents and videos and so on explaining this, the idea of a mass hypnosis or whatever, mass psychosis, I think is the phrase. So I don't think I've got anything useful to comment other than I was clearly immune to it. I've never been frightened or thought that what was going on was as described, but I've become increasingly frightened about what lies behind it and the efficacy of it. But just something to mention in Britain that's just come to light. It's been in the background for a little while. It turns out that midazolam, I think a sedative, I think has played an important role in the spring 2020 excess deaths. And I mean, I'm not sure whether to put too fine a point on it, but certainly it is alleged that medical procedures were distorted substantially, and this essentially this drug was used to kill people, very large numbers of people in the UK. And the evidence for that is that for the whole of the year 2018-19, normal quantities of this material were ordered but not dispensed. So there's a whole year's worth of stock was acquired. And then early in 2020, the generic suppliers of this midazolam ordered 2 years' supply, which was delivered, which meant as we went into the beginning of the lockdown, there were 3 years' supply of this sort of end-of-life drug washing around, and it's all been dispensed. So, draw your own conclusions. There's been a group of medics and lawyers have written an open letter accusing the British government and many players in the health system of crimes, which exactly what it sounds like. So I'm only repeating allegations I've heard having read their letter. So I'm not bringing any evidence myself. But, they do have inventory graphs from inside the National Health Service. They have orders, receipts from the suppliers, and the story does hang together. So it's quite possible that I previously thought that the peak of deaths in spring was due to the disruption of the sort of housing conditions and hospital conditions of frail elderly people that were pushed out of the health system in order to clear the decks, as it were, to make sure there were plenty of beds. And that was my simple-minded idea, but it sounds like it was much darker than that. And then in January of this year, when mass vaccination of the COVID-19 vaccine started, I think it's pretty well established now amongst those that are looking objectively that it was that policy, mass vaccination, that was responsible for a substantial portion of the very large spike, certainly in UK in spring. And so those two together account for most of the event. So there's really not much left to even concern yourself with. So whilst there's a dreadful, darkness as a background, if I was to speak to a member of the public, and I do, I would start by saying, don't be frightened of the virus. It's nothing like as dangerous as you've been led to believe. And that unless you're close to the end of your life, I don't think there's any chance of it representing a serious risk to your health. There are very good treatments now, plentiful treatments that have been suppressed. So you shouldn't be frightened of the virus, but you should be very terrified of what your government or bodies above your government are doing, because that really is bad. So I'll pause there, Ryan.
Okay.